This episode of Extra Features is sponsored by Starship Films. Some great titles such as Lars and the Emo Kid, Conjoined and the Dead of Night can all be found on Amazon Prime. Enjoy the show!
In the beginning, there was a creation of a small plastic case. In this case, there was an item called a DVD. When the DVD was placed inside the machine, the first movie was being watched. This allowed the Extra Features podcast to begin.
Welcome to another episode of Extra Features. This is episode 188. I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
Intern.
I'm Daniel.
Who the hell is Daniel? Who let this guy on the show? Kevin! Did you hire some summer staff or winter student I don't know about?
Did someone hack into the Skype call?
What is going on here? Who is this clown?
I have hacking ability.
Who let you in the building?
You did. Jeez.
Did you call me that I was sick this week or something?
You must have been sick to let somebody in. What? Oh.
Okay. Generous, Simon.
Yeah. He's disappeared for a second, so I'm here to talk.
Okay. Now you're Kevin, right?
No, I'm Kevin, yes.
That's Kevin over there.
And you're Bob.
Okay. I am Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Actually, a.k.a. intern.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, my God. We only have an hour for this, guys. Let's move. Let's go.
Don't be our intern forever.
Yeah.
Our first movie on our list tonight is Justice League.
Hold on. We got to tell people we spoil things because I was getting in trouble for not saying anything.
We spoil things.
Okay. Every movie we talk about, we spoil. Get ready.
Anything's up for grabs.
Perfect.
Prepare yourself.
Yeah. So everybody dies in Justice League.
It's amazing. I'm so excited. I don't have to watch any more DC Universe movies.
I've seen this three times. I haven't seen anybody die.
Jeez.
Different formats.
You've seen Justice League three times?
Different formats. Regular 3D and AVX 3D.
But he didn't have time to see American Made or Mountain Between Us or Geostorm. But he saw Justice League three times.
Priorities.
Well,
I was only able to see
maybe
it once.
If you've seen what was it?
Do you have a speech impediment or something?
Yes, I do actually. Okay. Would you like to hear it?
Not really.
Okay,
Kevin, what do you think of Justice League?
Well, Justice League first off is directed by Zack Snyder, and
may I remind people Simon was the last person to see the movie again. I have to say it.
All right, so, I have two opinions of Justice League. One is, as a movie, I think it's terrible.
Yay!
And two, as a fan experience, it's not bad.
Yay!
Boo!
So, I think it's a mess, and you can definitely tell it's the work of two different directors with very different clashing styles.
Yes.
Whedon was brought in to clean up the dialogue and pep it up and make it a little bit friendlier. And joke here, more like a Marvel movie, I think. And, he succeeds, but I still think that Zack Snyder meanness, that overuse of CGI and dark tones is still present. Yeah. And, I don't know. I mean, I didn't hate it, but I definitely felt that, watching CGI Steppenwolf wasn't really a credible threat.
Oh, he takes the cake for, worst DC villain, right?
Oh, yeah, by far. He stepped out of an Injustice game and onto the big screen.
Oh, gee. Because, it's either him or Enchantress from Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah. Well, she at least was played by an actress. This is all voiced work.
That's Syrian Pins, right?
Yeah.
You didn't like that blurry face? I'm like, what the hell is this nonsense?
Well, he's a new guy. Yeah. Doesn't it make a difference? No.
It was terrible is what he was.
Well, okay.
Period.
Actually, Bob, it would have been better if they actually talked about the fact that he was from Apocalypse and there to lead the way for Darkseid.
They sort of did.
Sort of did.
Yes, they had mentioned Darkseid. They mentioned he was the new god.
Once he says for Apocalypse, for Darkseid.
Right.
Oh.
And then he just pops back into his boom tube at the end and...
He doesn't
Everybody's
really pop
happy.
It. He's dragged into it because they smell fear. Those little parademon guys.
The parademons, yes. Yeah.
Are we going to get Kevin? Does this film make logical sense to you?
Well, first of all, at the end of Batman versus Superman, why was the dirt moving on Superman's casket?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
Right? Cool. I suspect that someone must have just been, like, the bass must have been really loud on a boombox nearby, and it was reverberating or something, because it really had nothing to do with how they bring Superman back.
Yeah, that's so true.
I don't know. I like Superman in this movie. I thought he actually smiled a couple of times. And
yep. Well, that's just because of the CGI in his face.
Well, guess which scene had the blurry mustache?
Beginning. Oh.
Man, when like Steppenwolf like punched him, I was thinking like, oh, it's looking like you're actually just touched his mustache.
Oh.
Well, Dan, what did you think of it?
I did not like it. I thought the dialogue was boring, and then like when Cyborg like was just like around talking, like he looks like he's ready for a two-a-days. We get it, like you're a football player, but I don't know. I wasn't impressed with it.
Bob, you must have loved it, right?
Well, I saw it three times, so yeah. The last time I saw it, I picked up on some more dialogue that I didn't hear the first two times. So, but
was that because you were eating popcorn or in the bathroom?
What? No, it was not.
Sleeping?
No, I just wasn't paying attention to that particular scene and that particular person saying the dialogue. I was paying attention to something else.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Just asking questions.
I'm just telling you. I thought it would be a good thing to tell you.
I couldn't sit through this movie three times.
Well, I did.
Once was enough. I apologize I didn't go live, and I'm happy I didn't go as soon as I was supposed to go.
I got pretty antsy watching it once.
The only problem, it wasn't really a problem. A friend of ours, you and mine, didn't like The Flash because, like, Ezra Miller being gay, he thought Flash was gay. I thought, he's just like...
How do you get that from not watching the movie?
I don't know. He's an idiot. This is Dave.
I don't want to talk about Dave.
Okay, we're talking about... Okay, we're talking... Go back to the movie. I didn't notice it the first time. The second and third time I noticed, like, being the Flash, his eyes are going like a mile a minute, too. He's going... because... And you barely saw him when he drew the mustache on the mustache and glasses on the guy behind him when he was going to visit his father. But I saw it, like, second time I saw it, I'm going, oh, okay. But I thought, other than CGIing the mustache and now finding out that Steppenwolf was actually a CGI.
Wait a second, you thought that Steppenwolf was an actor?
Didn't look like one to me ever.
Guess not. I don't know.
You look like our team.
I just have a few things to say about
this. Okay, you go ahead.
This film makes no sense to me.
Of course.
It's like action scene, something happens, next action scene. I'm bored the whole time going, this is really boring. I was fighting lid most of the movie. Like sleeping would have been a better option than sitting through this. I thought it was Blade Runner 2049 all over again. Big snooze.
No, not that. No, not that.
Kevin, what is the point of this film? I didn't care, ever.
The point of the movie was to get the Justice League onto a big screen.
Well, they did that job. I had a nice big nap during it.
They're trying to get more members because, like, at the end they're saying, okay, get a big table, and then it's room for more. Like six
was there
tables.
A point to Aquaman?
Aquaman, here's my take on Aquaman. Aquaman in the comics, like, he looks flirted, like, who cares? But this guy was sort of like...
Jason Momoa?
Yeah, Jason Momoa was, like, tougher Aquaman.
Yeah, that's a name.
I know that.
Let's use it. You've seen it three times, I figured you'd know the names by now.
Jason Aquaman Momoa. The Aquaman, actually, is Bruce Wayne.
What did you think of Aquaman, Kevin and Dan?
I liked him. Like, he was tough. Like, I liked The Flash better, though.
You liked The Flash better than Aquaman?
They were all okay as comic relief, and Flash had some great scenes.
Yes, he did.
I thought, like, the slow motion scenes were, like, a bit overused, but, like, it felt like Joss Whedon, like, when he tripped, it felt like that was very Joss Whedon. Right? Yeah. At one point. But I really liked that point when, like, Superman, like, locks eyes with him. That was pretty funny.
That was my favorite scene in the movie.
Yeah, that was good.
And I liked the little Superman Flash race scene at the end. That was kind of fun.
That was good.
That was Joss Whedon for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how come I didn't get to see Deathstroke breaking out Luthor? I could have gone for that.
Well, a nice setup for an Injustice League movie.
Which I would watch right now.
Yeah. Like, feels like that should have been the first Justice League movie, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
I I went out of the theater too early to see the end scene, but I read about it later.
I take a dump or something, did you?
Oh, I really had to pee, man.
Yeah, I knew it. I told you. Bob, there's people like you all over the planet.
Hmm. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
That's why you bring a big cup, buddy.
Yeah.
That's why you don't get regular large size drinks.
Unlike Bob.
Fair.
That's why I get smaller size.
Bob, you should just invest in some Depends.
It would all depend on the movie.
It depends. Sometimes you just got to get away from Justice League as quickly as you can, though.
So, Kevin,
I got away, then I went back. So,
After not seeing the movie three times and only seeing it once, I only want to see Wonder Woman. I don't want to see anybody else.
You could definitely tell the difference between male directors and Patty Jenkins directed Wonder Woman, because they're a lot more...
Yes, that's true.
I mean, that Wonder Woman throwaway scene at the beginning, I was kind of like, oh, great, that's good, nothing else. What was the point of that?
What, the Wonder Woman saving the people in the bank?
Yes, that was kind of like that.
No, that guy had a purpose. His thing was that they had seen the signs that Steppenwolf was coming. So they felt that if they somehow reverted whatever Gotham City back to the Stone Age, that suddenly he wouldn't show up.
Well, that was stupid.
It was very stupid. But
was Amber Heard in the movie more in the Joss Whedon, or no, in the Zack Snyder cut? Because I was really surprised she was in it for one scene.
I know she has more scenes that were done that will probably show up in the elongated cut or director's cut or whatever.
Okay.
There were more shots of her actually outside on a beach.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I saw. And I was like, okay, you're just in the water.
I thought those scenes looked interesting, being underwater and that sense of being deep under the ocean, but I just found they looked odd.
Yeah. Like, a lot of the cinematography is dark in the first place, right?
Mm-hmm.
The 3D glasses don't help.
So is Zack Snyder fired now? Is he done? Do we have to put up with him anymore?
Zack Snyder's gone. He's not coming back from what I understand.
Well, thank God.
Praise the Lord. We'll get a good movie finally.
And it looks like Affleck is moving on.
Which will upset me. I actually like him as Batman.
I think Gyllenhaal's like a front runner to replace him or something.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Well, it's all up to Matt Reeves, right?
Who wouldn't want to do a Batman movie with Matt Reeves? What the hell?
Although, actually, I think there was something that came out late this week. John Hamm wants to do it.
No. John Hamm could do it. No. John Hamm's one actor. He has one role he's done.
I always thought John Hamm would make a great Batman.
Really?
Yeah, he's got the square jaw and he's got that look.
I guess so.
I can see it.
I don't know. I haven't really been impressed with any of his movie roles to see if he can be something more.
He was funny in Bridesmaids. It showed a bit of diversity there.
Was John Hamm in Bridesmaids? I don't remember him.
Yeah, he played the Kristen Wiig's boyfriend. Well, not really boyfriend, but like the one who didn't want to sleep with her.
I thought that was Chris O'Dowd.
Sorry?
I thought it was Chris O'Dowd.
Oh, no, that was the other one. John Hamm was like the big dick. At the beginning, he was like, oh, like, I want to tell you to leave without being sounding like a dick.
Yes, you're right. I do remember. They wake up. Yes. I remember now. Okay, I got it. Okay, we moving on? We're good?
It was also in that movie with Gal Gadot, the neighbor one.
Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Spies.
Keeping Up with the Joneses.
It was Zach Galifianakis. Yeah. Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Well, wasn't that the other guy? Oh, it doesn't matter. We're getting off topic.
That was John Hamm, for sure. Okay.
Are we going on to American Made now?
I thought we were doing Coco.
Yeah.
Do you want to do Coco next?
Well, you can do American Made, then I can shut up.
Okay. American Made. Tom Cruise.
Donald Gleason.
Oh, yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah, I don't have. Bob doesn't make notes anymore, so I have to look all this stuff up. Sarah Wright, Jesse Plemons.
Now the working computer.
And nobody else of any interest. Gemma Mays for Bob. That's about it.
Caleb Landry Jones is in it.
Yeah,
he's pretty
cool. Okay. What did you think of American Made, Mr. Prynne?
I liked it. It was like funny. I really liked the story. It was like dark at times. Like, the only thing I didn't really like about it was like.
I'm going to back you right up. When's it dark?
Sorry, went quick.
When's it dark?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen it for a while, actually. I don't know. Just, like, the kills a little bit.
It's never dark. Maybe the very end of the film when he gets caught.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, when yeah, like, the shot and then it's just, like, fade to, like, fuzzies. You know, like, the grainy thing.
Oh, yeah, so. This film is pretty much treated like a comedy to me. A dramedy?
Yeah, fair. Okay.
Like, come on. They're flying the planes. They're running drugs. He's making a ton of money. He's hiding it all over his house. His wife has got all this stuff. And he gets screwed up because of his stupid brother-in-law.
Yeah, fuck.
Who gets blown up. And, I mean, even that's almost taken for comedy relief.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I mean, I didn't even find the film dark at the end. I just got bored.
Okay.
Like, did you not feel like I'm watching the story? I get it. The CIA are covering for him. The DEA is covering for him because he's doing all this other stuff, running the guns. But you kind of get to the point, I'm like, and there's nothing else.
Yeah.
Or am I wrong?
No, we're not wrong.
Like, they wasted Jesse Plemons. It pissed me off because I love Jesse Plemons.
I thought he was a good sheriff.
What, for his 30 seconds of screen time?
Yeah, like a few minutes, right?
I mean, Sarah Wright was just the token blonde.
True.
I mean, and then basically you read it for the end credits. I'm like, okay, and there wasn't even a good scroll at the end.
I didn't really like the cinematography, though. It was like the brutal. Candid shot, like when the camera was kind of like hidden, right?
It looks like me, you, and Kevin went out for a weekend and did some shooting.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, Doug Liman's style didn't really, like, suit it in that.
I think Doug Liman's a glorified jobber.
He did Edge of Tomorrow, right?
Yes.
That was really good.
Yeah, it was okay, but I wouldn't say the directing stood out. I thought the CGI was really good.
Yeah.
And a good script. And it had Emily Blunt in it, who raises really anything except for Gulliver Travels.
That's true.
That cost her Black Widow, by the way.
Well, I really thought, like, the scene when, like, he was taking off and the guys were betting on if he'd crash or not was really good.
No, not the fat guy. He's not getting in the plane. The 300-pound guy. See, again, more comedy.
Yeah, so it's definitely more comedy than dark. So I take that back.
Okay. Well, I found this, Kevin, this film just sets up the Iran-Contra. Remember that, those days when we were kids?
Yep.
Oh, that's what this film sets up. It basically tells you how they got to that. That's all it really is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have nothing to say about Erica Mayer. You can watch it, but I don't think it's good.
I dug it. I like the fourth wall breaking and everything. And I really like anything with Don Helgleason.
I like Don Helgleason, but, I mean, the fourth wall breaking is mainly because we need some narrative of what the hell is going on.
Yeah, him talking to the camera, right?
Well, we need that, or if not, we would have no idea what's going on.
That's fair. It's like exposition.
We have to have it. As a viewer, we need it.
Yeah.
And then he's making all those tapes. So I wonder what happened to them in the end. Or did they get released? Or
I think they found it in the trunk.
You think somebody found it in the trunk and that's how this story was made?
Yeah, they found them in the trunk of the car, at least in the script, right?
Well, it never really explains it, does it? I'm like, for credit, well, I looked for that.
I thought it did. Like, when he was going to the thing that he, like, the volunteer thing
the
that
YMCA?
He didn't have to do. Yeah, and then I think he had the tapes in his trunk.
Okay,
something.
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
I don't know if you guys saw it or not.
I did.
But,
I didn't see it, unfortunately, no.
Moving along. I got to keep pulling these movies up. I need somebody to write us a script again. Coco. Bob, do you remember who's in Coco?
I'm just going to tune out for this one because I haven't seen it yet.
What?
Mm.
Coco. Oh, I remember Benjamin Bratt.
I saw it twice.
How do you have time to see Coco? Anthony Gonzalez, Gal Garcia Bernal, Benjamin Broad, and Alana Ubrick, and nobody else I know. What'd you think of Coco, Bob?
Well, I saw it twice, so I did
you
like
saw
it.
Justice League three times.
Yes, yeah, so I saw Thor twice, too. So, I really enjoyed the animation on it. Like, it's Disney, right? They're doing
Pixar,
Disney. So Pixar always does great animation. Like they did a tour of what like how they did the buildings, and it looked really good when they like before the movie they showed this tour,
and it picks up where like he wants to be like his who we thought it was his great great grandfather, who at the end we find out it's not his great great grandfather.
Oh, the twist is great.
Yeah.
Did you not see that twist coming?
No, actually, I didn't.
I think I set that twist up pretty early.
I should have known it, but I didn't. I didn't get it either time. No, actually.
How could you not get it the second time when you saw it the first
time? Okay, the second time I got it, but it, like it's still I still like watching it the second time. Like it just it's a heart tugger, heartstring tugger as well.
Okay, the thing that kept me, Kevin, they have a double twist in this film, which works perfectly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm watching the film, and I knew where they're leading it, that who they thought was his dad wasn't. I'm like, that's too easy.
Great-great-grandfather, not dad.
Sorry, great-great-grandfather was not who he was supposed to go to. I knew that.
Yeah.
But I had no idea who it was. Not a clue.
You knew it at the very
and
first?
I finally figured it out. What? It's the other guy. But the problem is, the other character, you never realize who he is. Do you know what I mean?
Because he's dead.
He's there the whole time. Does that make sense?
Okay.
In the story. And they just, they weave it so well that you,
yeah.
I just figured out, I'm like, wait, this is too easy. And then I figured it out. But then at the end of the film, I don't want to ruin it for you because I really want you to see it. Something happens at the very end of the film and you find out somebody's name and it all makes sense. I'm like, oh, you screwed me over on that one.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That I did not see coming.
Yeah.
I knew they were going to get him back.
Yeah.
But how? That was the part I could not figure out.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, once, because I knew the photo was going to go. I'm like, okay, this all makes sense, but how do they get him back? I thought there was going to be somebody else.
At the end, yes. Okay,
I don't want to ruin that for Kevin because I want him to enjoy the film. Kevin, they caught me at the end.
Okay.
And they got Pixar's tear-jerking moments for you, too. They pound you on this one.
Both times I saw it, that happened. And it happened, like, other people in the theater as well. They were wiping their eyes.
I enjoyed the music on this.
Yes.
I enjoyed the Festival of the Dead.
Yeah.
The colors pop.
Yeah.
Like, Kevin, I want to see this on 4K and see a bunch of pops. I saw it in the theater. I didn't see it on 3D, and I probably think I should have.
You should have seen it in 3D.
More.
Yes.
I think the voice casting works. Yeah. I think everything works. The enchilada. I think they really did a good job in the Mexican culture.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be on my top 10 list. I'll be shocked if it's not.
Uh-huh. So, it's already in mine.
Okay. Moving on. Let's go to The Babysitter, something Kevin maybe, Daniel maybe watch.
Did I make it? Made you watch it?
Kevin did.
I think I did.
Starring Judah Lewis, Samara Weaving, Robbie Amell, Hannah Marie Lee, Bella Thorne, and Emily Allen Lind. Well, Leslie.
Who was the director of this? Was it McChee? Yeah, McChee did it.
McChee. Yeah. Well, guys.
I'm out. Upset.
What?
Director.
We're losing you, Daniel. Speak English.
Sorry?
I couldn't hear any of that. It sounded like mumbling.
Oh, I don't know. I think my computer was stalling. Sorry.
All right.
He's somehow worse at directing horror than he is at directing comedy.
Oh, he's a terrible director. Terrible.
Period, yeah.
So, Kevin, leave the babysitting. Why'd you make me watch this?
You know what? I'd heard it was on. Some people had mentioned it online. You know, whatever, it looked interesting. It's essentially the babysitter is committing human sacrifice to Satan or whatever, to using some book to gain power or something. I can't remember what they were trying to gain. she wanted like her biggest dreams or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's never stated other than the cheerleader we know wants to be a journalist and taken seriously.
Right. Bella Thorne really wanted to be a journalist?
Yes. She definitely states that.
And so, of course, she picks this kid. He's a nice kid, but he's like a virgin, and he's nervous, and he's got all sorts of issues. And anyway, I didn't mind it, all things considered. If you take it as a horror comedy in the Evil Dead kind of, but it's nowhere in the same realm as Evil Dead 2 or Army of Darkness, but it's just kind of a fun, gross out, who knows what's going to happen next. I actually quite liked Robbie Amell in this as the psychotic jock.
He was actually pretty funny.
He was good.
And I thought
it was stupid when he made him stand up to his bully, and then he's like, buddy, I still got to kill you. But
I thought that was an interesting take. I mean, I'm used to the normal, I'm going to kill you, and then he sees the kid getting bullied, he steps aside, and he starts giving him advice. You know, and then the one cheerleader was stabbed in the boob, and she kept going on about it. And
it's not with Thorne.
Yeah.
And then the crazy girl that goes under the house, and
Hannah something.
Yeah, Fish Perfect, Hannah Mae. Yeah, the kills were actually pretty good.
I will give you credit. Yeah. I did like the kills.
Like I thought, like the whole like thing, like crashing the car into the thing, was stupid at the end. But
yeah, but how else could he kill her? They've done everything else.
Fair.
They did a hanging. They did an explosion. I can't remember how he kills the cheerleader.
Oh, she blows her head off into like a whole fucking like scanners kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah, the cheerleader, or not the cheerleader, the main girl, the babysitter kills her.
Yeah, with a shotgun.
Yeah.
And she's like, whoa, I did not expect that.
I don't know. I thought the film had nothing to do with it. I mean, the kills were okay, but it just didn't interest me.
I thought the whole plot, like, with the kid, like, being like, oh, he's scared of everything. I thought that was really, like, forced down our throats, and it got a bit annoying after a while.
Well, I thought the kid was the best part of the movie. I mean, Bella Thorne is atrocious.
Yeah.
She's a traitor.
I wasn't a big fan of him. I didn't really like him in that Demolition movie with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd recommend this as a great movie. It's just a kind of a time killer.
It's something you watch, Kevin. It's got cute blondes in it. You'll watch it.
There's a lot better stuff on Netflix, like as far as their original movies go. Mm-hmm. It's like super mediocre for me. Like probably like a 5 out of 10 if I were to score it.
Oh, God.
All right, what's next on our list?
Moving along, Geostorm.
Oof.
You don't want to see. Gerard Butler, the thespian Jim Sturgis, Abby Cornish, and nobody else I know. Geostorm.
Who's that guy with the deep voice? Can't remember his name. The guy who played the president.
Oh, God. Keep talking and I'll look it up for you. Andy Garcia.
Okay, thank you. Like, I didn't like it, but, like, it was better than that 2012 movie that came out a while ago. Like, I had more fun with this one than that one.
Oh, come on. They're both horrible films.
This is another Roland Emmerich thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Dean Devlin directed it, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He should stick to producing.
And didn't they just do San Andreas the year before?
Yeah, in 2015, yeah. I like San Andreas.
Yeah, that one's Christmas. Yeah, we
did that. I haven't seen it.
No, but we didn't do
I think it's pretty fun.
No? No.
Like, interesting enough.
So what do you guys think?
I thought there was, I call it Gerard Butlerism when he talks to himself, because nobody's listening to him in the movie.
True.
He just shows up and I'm Gerard Butler and I'm going to talk for 20 minutes and you're going to listen to me talk because I'm Gerard Butler and you need to listen to me because I'm always given some stupid job in a movie that you have to listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And look at me, I'm Gerard Butler. So screw you, authority. We're going to do it my way because I'm Gerard Butler. Am I wrong here, Daniel?
No, I mean, and he's telling the same thing to like his brother character, Jim Sturgis. It's like, oh, like I'm the older brother, little brother, I don't know what the fuck. Like, I know it all.
He is terrible.
The story was just so obvious, too.
Kevin, like, I sat here, and you could have written a speech. Okay, he's going to get fired. They're going to need him, so they're going to bring him back. They're going to send him up there, and he'll save the day because he's Gerard Butler.
Did you guys see the baddies coming?
I couldn't even stay awake for this day. No, this was a painful movie.
I knew it was going to be Robert Sheehan as soon as I saw him playing video games at the seat.
Well, it had to be somebody who he knew. And he goes, I mean, it was just so dumb.
So fucking obvious.
I mean, obviously he was the bad guy because he was the only other guy introduced we hadn't put up with for an hour.
True.
Because Gerard Butler was talking about himself still.
I thought Sally Beats was actually pretty good. She was my favorite part of the movie.
She actually wasn't bad.
Yeah. I thought she was funny.
Okay. I'm glad somebody liked this better than I did. I gave it a 1. I thought it was terrible.
If I'm still going to do a review of it, it's probably going to be like a 3 or 4 for me.
Yeah, Gerard Butler talking to himself continuously drives me nuts.
Yeah, and I thought, like, did you guys see Annabelle Creation?
I have.
The girl, like, Gerard Butler's daughter, she was from, like, the narrator who would do the narration. She played the wheelchair girl in Annabelle Creation.
I'd have to go look that film up. That was bad, too. Terrible.
Oh, I like that better than Annabelle.
It was better than Annabelle. Like I said, Halloween. Oh, wait. Do we did not discuss Boom Adea? We're going to do that today. I totally almost forgot.
Which one?
Boom Adea 2. Bob made me watch that piece of junk.
Okay.
It was a film I forgot. Okay, let's move along. I guess it's just me and Daniel, because you didn't see A Mountain Between Us, right, Kevin?
Nope. I'm ready for you, Simon.
Daniel told me I need to watch Mountain Between Us, Kevin.
Okay, tell me about Mountain Between Us.
It stars Idris Elba, Kate Winslet, and Beau Bridges. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, and a dog.
And a dog.
And a bad CGI cougar.
Kevin, they start off, they get trapped in Denver, there's a snowstorm, they go find Beau Bridges, they can take a plane, it crashes.
Yeah.
That's it for action. Forget about the rest of the action, because it doesn't exist.
Sure.
And like, then you just sit there, and it becomes a romance novel for the next hour and a half.
Fucking hell, man.
Kevin, I'm like, sitting there going, they talk and talk and talk and talk. And a cougar shows up and the dog barks and they talk and they talk. And then they finally decide they're bored of the plane scene, so they got to go for a walk. They go for a walk and they guess what, Kevin? They find a cabin in the woods.
What?
Guess what? And it has no food.
Falls through ice.
Kate Winslet falls through ice, and he has to save her because he's a doctor, so he knows what to do. Then they make love in the cabin. I don't know how, because they got a fireplace going. And then they somehow magically make it back, and I couldn't even tell you how, because I couldn't care anymore. I was so bored.
But first, Idris Elba gets his foot stuck in a bear shaft because he has to look for the dog.
Oh, yes. They have to find the dog. That's right.
That pissed me off so much.
And he has to look for this. So they finally make it back. Okay, Kevin? Back to civilization. I'm talking an hour 50. They make it back.
Okay.
And then Kate Winslet breaks up with her boyfriend. And she keeps calling Idris Elba over and over again when she gets back. And he never answers the phone. Okay. Then he finally answers the phone. And they agree on a place to meet. So they have over lunch. And she goes, you never call. And he's like, well, I'm just not that kind of guy. I know you're married. She's like, I didn't get married. What? Oh. And they both walk out of the restaurant going their separate ways. Do you know what happens next, Kevin? Are you ready? They both charge back to each other and grab each other's arms and kiss.
Oh, wow. I thought the cougar came back.
I was hoping the cougar would come or an avalanche and kill them all. I would have gave this movie a 10 if they killed them all, right? That scene. A car just came and drove them both over. I would have said the perfect best movie I've ever seen.
Man, like the last 20 minutes, like when they're not on the mountain anymore. It's like, oh, maybe we only loved each other because we're on the mountain.
Maybe something will happen, right, Daniel? They'll give me something to redeem this film.
Maybe, right?
Maybe.
Like, as soon as they kissed, I was so mad because I was expecting like a decent-ish thriller, right? But instead, I get a fucking Nicholas Sparks movie.
Exactly! You got a Nicholas Sparks movie! I just sat through a Nicholas Sparks movie they didn't warn me about.
Ah, man, I was mad. And, like, when there is thrills, it's for 2 minutes, and then it's just boring dialogue again. Ah.
Okay. Wow. Can we move on to something else that was equally as painful? Oh, hang on. Yeah, there's got one more new release.
I did like the cinematography in Mountain Between Us, though.
Who cares? I was bored looking at it. Oh, what? Cinematography looked like another mountain with snow on it? We watched the National Geographic channel?
Let's move on to the next movie with snow.
The next movie with snow, and then we've got Michael Fassbender, the beautiful somewhat talented Rebecca Ferguson.
Somewhat talented.
Charlotte Gainsbourg and Jonas Carlson.
And J.K. Simmons.
And J.K. Simmons.
Sorry, the snowman.
Snowman. And Val Kilmer.
Oh, my God.
And Toby Val Jones. Kilmer. Kevin, yes. I've seen this film. I can't tell you what it's about.
Me neither.
I sat through an hour and 40 minutes of this. I did not ever understand it.
Yeah, it's incomprehensible.
It's literally, they're having a conversation, and then it does a weird flashback to somebody, usually Rebecca Ferguson, and then goes back to the crime, and then flashes back to something else, and I'm like, I don't understand this movie.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
And then 10 minutes later, we're in the police office. I'm like, how did we get here?
Like, women died, snowmen get put on their lawns, and they're like, oh, there's this cold case file that might have to do with it. Let's just follow that for some fucking reason.
I'm glad you understood that, because I couldn't even figure that part out. I wanted a Wikipedia page for somebody to tell me, this is what's going on, because I didn't understand.
And then there was that whole subplot with, like, Oslo applying for, like, the Olympic Games bid.
What was the point of that?
Nothing to do with anything.
Nothing.
And then, like, J.K. Simmons just, like, takes a picture of Rebecca Ferguson and, like, has his bodyguard proposition her up to his room.
Kevin, I need you to see this and explain this to me.
It's probably my worst movie of the year.
I think mine, too.
We agree.
Kevin, I did not understand this at all. Could not explain it to you if I wanted to.
Well, all right. Well, should I watch it? Should I try to watch it then?
Yes, because you can tell me I'm totally wrong. Here?
Like, apparently they only filmed, like, 80% of the script. So, like, the editors only had so much to work with.
Whoa, why did they only film 80%?
I think it was, like, I don't know if it was budget restraints, but I think it was just production schedule, and then they just screwed the pooch on it.
Screwed the pooch? It makes no sense. Now, did Rebecca Ferguson's sister die? Or is that her friend? Or is
it
not?
It was her who died.
It was her that died?
Yeah, because that was her finger, right?
Well, that's why I never understood. She's in the freezer?
No, I thought sorry. It was like her finger that was like cut, and she was like in her car or something.
But who was in the freezer she finds?
Fuck, I don't remember.
So you
freezer.
Can't figure this out either. It makes no sense to me.
And then Val Kilmer's role, like, apparently he was, like, recovering from, like, mouth cancer or something, so I guess his lines he might not have, like, delivered them, like, in a way that makes sense. So they had to dub over all of his lines, and it looks so bad. Like, they had to edit around it.
Have you seen Val Kilmer's acting lately? You can't tell what he's saying anyway. It's all mush-mush.
Yeah, because really? He had mouth surgery.
Yeah, so for this one, they at least, like, dubbed over it really badly, though.
Oh, wow. Kevin, I cannot. This is probably the worst movie I saw all year. I can't understand it.
It's a shit show.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. You should actually, you know what Bob should do? See the JLA again over this. For the first time. And then tell me you can't lose tackle if it's not CGI'd. Maybe he needs to see it in 4K, DVX, the adjustable revolving chairs. With a big drink, so he can go to the bathroom during certain scenes.
So, Bob, are you really hoping to bring the Justice League box office up by seeing it so many times to help them out?
No.
One showing at a time?
No. It's not going to work with just me seeing it.
Well, I'm not going back.
I didn't say you were.
I'm not going back. Okay. I might watch, like, the director's cut when it comes out, just to see, maybe. But
well, I would like the scene that they took out with Darkseid in it, or the scene when Deathstroke breaks out Lex Luthor.
There was two other scenes.
They actually have that scene there?
Willem Dafoe was in it.
They have these scenes, yeah. They have a scene that goes, you see Darkseid, and they have a scene that Deathstroke breaks out Lex Luthor. They cut it out.
I don't think that's true. I don't think there is a scene where Deathstroke breaks out.
Well, the guy on the internet wrote that whole report saying he saw the movie and that was in there.
Well, because Deathstroke shows up at Luthor's boat.
Yes.
Like they're just met for the first time.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I'm just telling you what
happened. So how could he have rescued him? If he'd rescued him from prison, they would have probably had a conversation before that.
I didn't see it. I don't know.
Maybe reshoots just because they knew they weren't going to use that scene. I don't know.
Yeah, that's possible. I actually thought it looked great. It just added a sense of scale. too, to just that they're out in this tiny boat and it's just two guys against the Justice League. Anyway, we're going backwards.
One more film I forgot to add.
Uh-oh.
Boomadea. Two.
No.
No, we're doing this. Bob made me watch this piece of junk. Now, Bob, while you're talking about it, why you wanted to see it, would you like me to pull up my Twitter, what I said about it? Because I want you to hear it. Here, I'm going to tell you what I said about this film.
Go ahead.
Boomadea 2.
Yeah.
It's better than number one. It still doesn't mean it's a good movie. 1 out of 10.
I never said it was a good movie.
It actually had a story.
Yeah.
Shit.
Did it?
It actually had a story, Boomadea 2. I could actually tell you what happened.
Okay, go ahead.
You know?
Is this the Halloween Madea one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I saw the first one. It was so bad.
I gave it a 0.
Okay.
I just want to give a 1. It's an improvement.
Wow.
Can you understand what they're saying?
The grandfather, no. Madea, barely. And the two women, nope. What? I'm obviously not the target audience.
I mean, they brought the whole cast back for number one.
Yeah.
Why? They all stunk. I don't know why you would just waste more money. I mean, this film must cost $200 and a box of chocolates for the cast.
It goes on a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's all they get for catering.
This is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is, Snowman is worse than this.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, I don't want to see this then.
I think this is better than Snowman.
Okay.
Why would you see this? What? Just to torture me.
That's the reason. That's the entire reason I thought.
Like, you came out
because,
of the idea.
Because,
like,
you know why?
No.
You know why I wanted to torture you? You want to know why?
Yeah.
Okay, here's why. Simon, quote, I watch 400 movies a year, Bob.
I don't watch that.
350 to 400, whatever. You do.
300.
Okay, whatever. Here's one more for you. Watch it.
It's just painful. Just,
yes, that's the whole reason I did
it. I get an email from Kevin that's got some hot blonde in it. At least it's
so
incredible.
Dan, there's a real love-hate relationship going on here between the intern and Simon.
I just want him to see movies that he might not have seen, which I wrote on a list before. He's looking at it and go, oh.
I know you want that booyah moment where you make Simon.
Well, you know what? I got here tonight. His both his daughters say, Bob, have you seen the Wonder yet? I'm going, no. They got, booyah, from two sides. I got, oh.
Well, I tell them how many movies you see.
Uh-huh.
Maybe when you're not seeing Justice League 3 times and boo, I took a crap Madea. Yeah, I can point too. Our listeners can't see you pointing.
I'm talking too. You're saying I'm seeing Justice League. No.
So moving on.
No.
Is this what happens when Bob gets cut off at the buffet? No. No.
I need more.
I want more chicken balls.
All right. Alright, so this is what I hear because I'm no longer working. This is what I heard when I was working. Bob, you don't watch enough movies. What's wrong with you? Why don't you watch more? Now, I'm off. I'm watching.
Should I read your list?
Yeah, you can read my list if you want.
Here, Bob is now handing a piece of paper for our listeners.
Because
Rear Window, seen it. 3 Billboards, Ebbing, Missouri. I will 100% see it.
No, you haven't seen it yet? I've been out of it since November.
I actually have a job.
Battle of the Sexes.
I'm on a salary extension, so I actually have to go to work.
Yeah.
Battle of the Sexes. Haven't seen it. I'll be honest. So, Love Struck Musical. Seen it.
Uh-huh.
Roman J. Israel. On my list for this week.
Uh-huh.
The Star. I don't have. I'm not a pedophile. I don't hang out in theaters with kids.
You have kids.
The Greatest Showman hasn't opened yet. You just got lucky and saw a sneak preview.
Yes.
So how am I supposed to see it?
I don't care.
Bad Moms. I've seen it.
Okay.
40 Days and 40 Nights. Seen it. Lady Bird. Spelled wrong because Lady Bird. I will see it eventually. I don't know what this D.U.
Darken.
Never heard of it.
It was in theater at the wrong
I've
theater.
Seen Hitman's Bodyguard.
Okay.
The Man Who Invented Christmas. I haven't seen it. Mrs. Henderson Presents I watched 3 years ago for the Oscar podcast. Maybe you should catch up with. Moving on. Open the vault, intern.
Squeak! Hello!
Kevin.
Yes.
Why is Bob wearing a dress?
Why is Bob wearing a dress?
Well, there's a cutout here of Bob wearing a dress. I'm disturbed.
be disturbed. Be very disturbed.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Kevin, Mask of the Phantasm. Dana Delaney, Kevin Conroy, Hart Bochner, Stacy Keach, who I love, Abe Vigoda.
He's not alive.
Efren Zibilis Jr., Robert Hastings, it's like Mark Hamill. I don't recognize anybody else.
Yeah, it's most of the cast are from the Batman animated series at the time.
Yeah.
With Stacy Keach as the voice of the Phantasm.
He's so good.
And Dana Delaney coming in as the love interest.
Did not get around to watching this one.
I thought you were doing it today.
I had homework, so I apologize.
Aren't you a journalist, homework? Is that your career?
No, I'm doing script writing now.
Well, good. I got a script for you. You can write for me.
Okay.
We'll talk about that off air.
Sounds good.
So, Kevin, Phantasm, go ahead. Why don't we rewatch this?
So, I picked it up recently on Blu-ray. It's a film that was prepared originally for direct-to-home video in 93, and they liked it so much they cropped it and did a widescreen transfer, and it was in theaters probably for like 2 weeks. It wasn't out for long.
It came out Christmas Day, didn't it? Something like that?
It was not out in the theater. I did go and see it in the theaters in 93, and it is probably the best Batman movie that they've ever released to theaters. I'm a huge fan of The Dark Knight, but this is Batman as I know Batman, or as close as you're going to get to Batman on the big screen.
I agree.
The animation, 25 years later, it looks a little rougher, a little rough, a little rubbery.
I did find that.
But it's still great, and Hamill's interpretation of the Joker still remains probably the best.
Yeah.
And he was dark on that show. He's murderous in this one. And this is the first time we really got to see a murderous Joker on the big screen. Like he is in the comics. When he takes out Saul Valestra, the old man. And I don't know, I enjoyed it a lot. It's a fun movie. It's not very long. Probably like 90 minutes.
Correct.
Still looks great. So on the Blu-ray, there was the full screen transfer. So they actually cropped the upper and lower images to get a 16:9 widescreen for theatrical. So by opening up to the 4:3, you actually get more image, more story. So that was kind of different. But, it hasn't aged as well as it could have. It's still pretty good. I enjoyed it.
I had a good time watching it. I mean, again, I have the same flaws you did. I see some things they could have done differently. I did find some of the villains, they used the Batman face a lot, the same cutout, and just changed a little bits of it. Mm-hmm. I found some of the criminals, I'm like, I could definitely tell they were using the same imaging. I don't know what the proper term is. Mm-hmm. I find they didn't play with it a little bit, and I thought the Joker was excellent. I really enjoyed Phantasm.
Mm-hmm.
I love the smoke gimmick. I thought that worked really well. I liked how Batman fell in love. I liked how Alfred kept trying to bring in drinks when they're kissing.
Yeah.
I did that joke twice. I thought it worked both times. I liked the Killer Joker robot. I did have one question that occurred to me when I was watching it. So Batman knows who the Joker is.
Now he knows he was a criminal before.
But shouldn't he know his name? Because he spies him in the picture.
Right.
So he must know who that is, I'm thinking.
Don't they refer to him as Jack Napier at some point?
If they did, I missed it.
I think they did.
Okay, that's
cool. Yeah, just basically it implies that Jack Napier was an enforcer for the Valestra mob before the accident that made him the Joker.
Okay. I'd recommend this to anybody that wants a solid Batman film. I think it's great. Uh-huh. It works. I have no issues
with it. I like the fact that Batman is a detective in this. He does
actual work.
Yeah.
Right off the beginning, he picks up a piece of glass.
Yeah.
I didn't
enjoy... residue.
I didn't really like how she figured out who he was. So that's the only part I really had an issue with.
Uh-huh.
Him going to see his parents, and we're like, really? Okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, I just had an issue with that. Okay. Our last movie on the list. Kevin, have you ever seen this film?
Which one?
Just One of the Guys.
I have probably seen this movie, yes.
Joyce Hayster.
Is that the movie poster? She's in a football locker room,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Building. Yeah, yeah, I've seen that movie.
Joyce.
She pretends to be a guy in high school.
Correct.
Yeah.
See, Bob, Kevin has seen this. I never have. Kevin has.
I have not.
Yeah, it was on 32 years ago.
So I was 15. So I should have seen this.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Could I say who is in this now? Are we good? Joyce Hayser, Clayton Rowe.
I was 23.
Rowe Hainer, Billy Jane, and Tony Hudson, who should have been the star of this film. Okay, Bob, why are we watching Just One of the Guys?
Why are you watching it now?
Why did you want to watch this?
Okay, I didn't really want to watch it. I've been looking for this movie for a while because I saw it originally.
So you paid money in the theaters.
I saw it in 1985. Now, and then I asked you to download it again because I wanted to see it. It doesn't age well, obviously, because, even though this one came out in 1985, and there's two other movies that reminded me of this. She's the Man and Can't Buy Me Love. Scenes from that were taken out and put into those other two movies. When I originally saw this, I really enjoyed it, but then I thought, hey, I want to see this again. So I got you to download it, and I found out, okay, it hasn't aged well.
I stole it off YouTube for you. I didn't download it.
Well, whatever. You got it from somewhere.
Okay.
But at the time I enjoyed it. This time I sit down and I'm going, why? It's still okay, because I still like it, but it's not as good as I thought it was.
Kevin, this is bad. This is one of those really, really bad 80s teen movies, I'd call them.
Yeah.
The lead actress is just terrible. I mean, they have at the beginning of the film, she has long hair, so she has to come out of the pool, and she can't get, she's not a good enough writer. They tell her that pretty much off the beginning, you don't write well enough.
No, they're telling her that because she's a woman.
You think so?
Yes, that's what, the guy even says that, because he says, because she was in this class with guys, and she was the only one. But he even tells her at the end, because she writes another article based on something else, her experiences in that other school, and he goes, "You did really well."
She submits the article to her new teacher, and he says, "You're not writing well enough."
Because he needs passion in his writing,
but
which she had when she originally wrote it.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
So she cuts her hair and goes to a new school.
Right.
And pretends she's a guy.
Right. Which has now been done by three other movies, at least.
Which is not my issue.
Okay.
My issue, okay, so we get to the big prom scene, because we know Bob had a lot of prom movies. And then she falls in love with her best friend at the new school. And, the whole point is she shows off her boobs at one point and goes, "Look, I'm a woman." He's like, "Oh, you got boobs." And wanders away. I was kind of like, this is terrible.
He's mad at her for, lying to him. That's what that was.
That's pretty evident. I mean, my problem is, the brother is a great actor.
Yeah.
The brother is funny in this film.
Yes, he is.
I think the brother, he's got a whole room of playboys. He makes fun of her. He does a great job in his role. Yeah. And her friend, Blonde, does a better job than she does.
Okay.
I think the major problem in this film is the lead is terrible.
Okay.
Well,
I think with a better lead, this might have been better. I mean, it's an 80s teens comedy. Yeah. I accept that.
Yeah, she strikes me as kind of like a female Scott Baio.
Exactly what she comes off as. When she cuts her hair, she is Scott Baio.
Yeah.
I mean, I just wish this film had more. I mean, I think it was done better when She's the Man. I thought it was a much better film.
Yes.
And I can't remember who the lead
is. Amanda Bynes was the lead in that movie. Can't Buy Me Love was the one with Patrick Dempsey, and it was switched because, in Just One of the Guys, there's a line that says, and she says, at the end when they find out she's a she, they said, okay, this, we're good, this will happen. He does the same thing in when he realizes that he's gone overboard and really screwed things up. Well, sorry, go ahead. That's, we're sidetracking on that, but it's like, it's been done. I'm going, okay.
But this is both times in a remake. Can't Buy Me Love is a better film than Just One of the Guys, and She's the Man's a better film than Just One of the Guys.
I agree there, too.
The reveal for She's the Man was really well, like, good. They got Donna Soccerfield, right?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I enjoyed She's the Man. I thought Amanda Bynes is a competent actress. I wish she did more.
Well, she's drunk.
Well,
she's
done
nuts.
Wow, Brittany did. She's doing fine.
Yeah, no.
Doing her karaoke concerts for people.
Yeah.
Gavin, did you buy
it? And Channing Tatum, too. She's the Man.
Is Channing Tatum She's the Man?
Yes, she is.
He was the main one that she started to like.
That's right.
This is probably prime time for you, eh, Daniel? You probably saw this about 40 times, She's the Man.
At least 7, probably.
I've seen it 20.
Bob's seen it 20. So did you buy anything, Daniel?
Sorry?
Did you buy anything?
Buy any what?
DVDs.
Oh, I have a bunch. I haven't bought any lately, though.
Okay, nothing to talk about.
What about Kevin?
Kevin?
Well, I bought Batman Mask of the Phantasm, obviously. And I bought Kingsman The Golden Circle.
Which we were supposed to add to this list, and we forgot. Oh, God.
And I thought we did Kingsman.
No, we didn't. That was my bad.
Oh, okay. I thought we had. Next time. Happy to talk about it anytime you
next
want.
Next time.
Next time. We got a whole bunch of movies that you can't. Most of which I've seen.
And I don't know. I mean, I've seen a few episodes of stuff on. I bought the season pass for Kirkman's History of the Comics.
How's that doing? I wanted to see it, but I just can't fit in my schedule.
It jumps around a lot, but it's been, some of it's been entertaining. The first three were kind of like, okay, so we have to learn about Stan and Jack. We have to learn about William Moulton Marston and his wives, and we have to learn about Jerry and Joe and Superman. So we got those out of the way, and then they did Milestone Media, which is kind of an interesting story that no one talks about, and they talked about 9/11 and comics.
Oh, okay.
That was interesting. I think Image is the one, the next episode they did.
Cool.
I don't know. I'm trying to think if I got anything else. I don't think so. I don't buy anything from the store anymore, so I just get it on iTunes.
Did you cut cable?
What?
Did you cut cable?
No, I cut HBO.
Oh, okay.
I had HBO and TMN, and I decided on the first that I would cut that out.
Game of Thrones doesn't come back for another like year and a bit anyway.
Exactly.
Okay.
Wait for Westworld. I don't know if I can handle a 6-month wait for Westworld. For
I've
that amount of money.
You
have to watch Westworld.
Westworld's good.
Okay.
The freaking season 2 cliffhanger got spoiled for me. I was like, I'm so mad.
Stop talking to people that spoil movies. TV shows.
I'm a script writing course. They spoil everything. It really, at least you need to give me spoiler warnings first, though.
Okay. What'd you Bob buy, Bob?
What'd you Bob buy, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay, I bought The Shack, Logan, I Want a Dog for Christmas, Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown's Christmas Tales, Jersey Boys, Journey 2, Barbershop 2, Back in Business, Barely Lethal, Looney Tunes, Spotlight Collection, Pain and Gain, and X-Men Apocalypse.
Didn't I give you my copy of Journey to the Center of the Earth, too?
You might have.
I did, on Blu-ray. And it has a regular copy in it.
Oh.
I'm sure I gave it to you.
Well, I'll look for it.
I think that's it for this week. If they make it.
Simon forces me to watch it, or I force Simon to watch it because he'll hate it.
Good night, all.
Good night.
To contact us, please email at extrafeatures@gmail.com and join us at our Facebook page.